Welcome to the Moving Places Traveling Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to the Moving Places Podcast. And today I'm going to take a wee wander along the South Bay area in Scarborough. And of course, Scarborough for many years has been a really popular tourist destination. Actually, before we even thought of tourism and the way we think about it today, it was popular in the Victorian times, of course, in terms of a sort of spa location, because the coastal waters, the seaside, was thought of as a way to kind of restore health. And that's something that we still see today, actually. So if you're by the Grand Hotel, which is kind of one of the landmarks in the South Bay, you can take the tram down, take the tram lift down, which is always really kind of exciting, actually, and that'll take you down to the South Bay. And actually, if you walk out and cross the road carefully and take a right turn, you can walk along the promenade, the beachfront, and you'll pass, there's a wee cafe actually just by the sea, the Beachcomber. And it's great, you can actually get some buckets and spades that I've used a wee bit earlier to dig some sandcastles. It's a great beach there, eh? It's got a big tide, so the difference, you know, in terms of the hours between low tide and high tide, because it's a very gradual beach. So it's ideal, actually, if you're with the family or just hanging out and you want to enjoy the beach and then go for a bit of a swim. It's really lovely. And of course, we've got a very important lifeguard station out there too, keeping everyone safe. And if you keep on walking, actually, away from the main arcade area towards the spa, there's a nice pathway. If you go along, we were walking along here, and you can see the beach. And as you get closer to the buildings of the spa, there's a wee area there that's got like wee seafront shops. You can get some ice cream. And then if you keep walking, actually, if we're just passing on our right here, there's also the spa theatre, and there's an outdoor air, or the open air theatre too. And really cool thing is that the Spa Theatre Orchestra are back playing right now. So if you check out their website, there's certain days in the morning you can go and listen to them playing the orchestra, which is just a wonderful sound, and it really is a lovely way to enjoy the area, this part of Scarborough and the Yorkshire coast. And the weather being just, it's been gorgeous over really the past week or so. And again, that's a sort of an older tradition that's still maintained its popularity, actually. And they also do concerts for kids as well, so it's really worthwhile checking out. Now, after you've maybe had a wee tea break and enjoyed some music, you can keep walking through. There's a wee sort of arcade bit, and in terms of like an old fashioned arcade building, you walk underneath, go through. And if you look down, there's wee bits where the old sort of bathing areas, you could where you can have a wee seat and go swimming. And there's also some really cool rock pools and tidal pools as you go along. And if you look up to your right, you'll see some of the old chalets that I think they're being renovated soon. And also there's some work being done to upgrade some of the paths. Of course, this area, there's a wee bit of subsidence every now and again along the cliff area, and they're doing a great job of restoring these paths, but you can certainly still walk along most of the paths right now, which is great to see they've opened up. And also, just up a wee bit above the chalets, you'll see the Clock Cafe, and I have to say, this is a really great resource. The staff are really nice. If you go on up, you can sit outside and, you know, sit at the wall outside the cafe and have a wee cup of tea and some sandwiches, or even an afternoon tea. Actually, I'm getting a wee bit hungry just thinking about that now. And you have a wonderful view out across the whole spa area. If you look out ahead, you can see to your left of you, the whole beach area of the South Bay, and then looking up above it, you can see the castle, which of course is one of the really iconic features of both bays. Actually, you can see the Scarborough Castle, which as well of course is a really great place to go and visit and have a wander around outside, which is great. You know, you can enjoy the outdoors. And then if you look to your right as you're sitting at the Clock Tower Cafe, you can see, you know, a view out towards Flamborough Head to the south. And so it's a really lovely area, so I do encourage you to take a wee walk along that part. It might not always be quite as crowded, so it can be quite nice, you know, because you're away a wee bit from the sort of main beach area, but really not that far away. And actually, if you want to, you can also take a wee bus if you go back to the shop wee bit where there's wee shops in the spa complex by the seafront. There's some open top buses that you can take, and you can take them all the way along the South Bay to the North Bay, where there's also some water sports at the beach when you get off at the roundabout in the North Bay, and then you can take it back again along to South Bay. So it's definitely worth checking out. We really enjoyed doing that. Lovely to get the breeze in your hair, and you can walk a wee bit and then take the bus for a wee bit too. So you've done a wee bit of exercise, but you also get to enjoy a wee rest and enjoy the view as well at a slightly faster rate. So hopefully you can, if you get a chance to come to Scarborough, you can check that out. And if not, hopefully you've enjoyed this wee virtual tour too. And of course, if you are in the area, it's worth checking out that there's the Big Ideas by the Sea project, which has just started recently, and it's over this week, and they're doing lots of different activities, things to do with like creative activities, projects, interviews with people, talks, lots of different things going on. So check that out on their website. I'll try and put the link on my podcast link. It's the Big Ideas by the Sea. And of course, that's one of the nice things about being by the seaside. You know, it's not only sort of the wonderful landscape and beach, but also there's lots of creative activities too, and that's just one more example. So hopefully you'll get to enjoy the outdoors too in the lovely sunny weather just now. And thanks again for listening. Bye for now. Thanks for joining us on Moving Places.